contents of this podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. If you have a specific health concern or condition, please consult a qualified healthcare professional. For more details, check out herguru.uk/disclaimers. Have you ever wondered why, even in the safety of what seems like a good life, shadows of fear still large loom, affecting your happiness and freedom? Well, today we're delving deep into understanding the pervasive impact of fear on our lives and how it shapes our decisions, our relationships, and our self-image. And what might change if we could face and transform those fears? Hello, everyone, and welcome to ABGW, Amazing, Brilliant, Gorgeous, Wonderful, where we're redefining trauma recovery from struggle to strength. Today, we've got Rapid Rockets, our extra episodes designed to answer your questions about the courage within overcoming fear with empowerment. Now, these episodes are all about helping you to find the actionable steps that are right for you right now so that you're working smarter and definitely not harder. Today's episode is more than just a conversation. It's about the stepping stones that will lead you towards a life filled with empowerment and healing. And if you're ready to embrace change and make meaningful steps towards your trauma recovery and resilience, then you're definitely in the right place. I invite you, my friends, to commit to taking at least one action that resonates with you on this journey so that you have the results that you love after listening to this episode, because I want you to have the life you love more often than not. But remember, if you're not ready for this commitment, that's okay. This journey is yours to begin when you are ready. But for those of us that are sticking around, your questions have come from social interactions on Facebook, Instagram, along with private messages. I've also included some that I believe are essential to make everything make sense. So let's dive straight in without any further ado. This episode of ABGW is brought to you by Her Guru, exploring the potential within. Her Guru provides both physical and mental fitness coaching. You can find out more details at herguru.uk.
What is the impact of fear on my life?
To me, fear can significantly influence our decisions in such a negative way. I mean, it limits our ability to do activities, to interact in so many ways, and just to enjoy life, much like as if we had a physical thorn in our side that goes untreated. It's fear just festers and grows and affects so many aspects of our lives. And that's why I believe that it's so important to confront what it is that is hurting us so much so that we can move past it.
How can I identify my fears?
So one of the ways that you can identify your fears is to just become more aware of your reactions and the decisions that you make. You know, it's all about awareness and looking at your behaviors and considering what fears might be driving them. What you can do, you can make a list of all the fears that you have that you're consciously aware of and identify which ones are causing you the most distress or the ones that you think are limiting you in some way. So, for example, with my friend Stephen, because he had failures in the past, or what he perceived as failures in the past, it stopped him being able to move past his fear of failure. And, you know, but the thing is, he went on to have a successful business. So it is possible. But the thing is, it's about having that awareness, first of all, and not being afraid to acknowledge that, even to yourself, And I think that's the first step.
What are some techniques for dealing with fear?
So there are several techniques that, you know, can help you with deal with fear. There's emotional freedom technique, which I love. There's the Sigona method. There's hypnotherapy and there's meditation. Those are the main ones. And if you're looking to, how can I describe it? If you're looking to understand why you behave the way you do, then of course go and see a psychologist or a psychotherapist. But to me, the reason why I love hypnotherapy so much is hypnotherapy is not interested in making any kind of judgment values about why you think or behave the way you do. Hypnotherapy is interested in, do you want to change what you're doing? Yes or no? And if the answer is yes, hypnotherapy is one of the quickest and easiest ways of you dealing with what is holding you back. So you also might want to just generally start writing in a journal, because for me, it's one of the most powerful tools for understanding and processing your fears. And it's such a safe space, that journal. No one else has to see it. No one else has to read it. And you can be honest with yourself. You can be totally honest about the things that you would probably think are totally irrational. I remember the fear that I had was I had a fear of being successful. And so what I did, I used journaling as one of the tools in my toolkit to just try and understand why I had this fear, why I had this fear of succeeding. And I know that a lot of that harks back to what I experienced in childhood. I was never encouraged to celebrate the successes I had. In fact, anytime that I was successful, I would get told, well, you know, if I got a B grade, you should have got an A, or if I got an A grade, you should have got A plus. And I was never, ever in my childhood experienced that enjoyment of success. So I didn't know what it felt like. So I spent a lot of my life fearing doing things that I knew would make me happy and that would help me feel successful. And that's why journaling is such a powerful way of kind of doing it on the quiet. No one else needs to know that you're kind of doing this. And you can do it in a way that is empowering you. So you can write a little bit or a lot, or not write at all. You don't have to do it every day. But the thing is, you do it and you can be totally honest with yourself about what you're feeling and what's going on for you.
How can I gradually overcome my fear?
Thing is, it's about what do you want to achieve. You know, you can deal with your fears a little bit at a time. So if you're, say, for example, afraid of public speaking, which is quite a common fear, you can start by giving a speech to a small, safe audience, like a child or a close relative, and then gradually increase the audience size as your confidence grows. Like I said, the most important thing to me is about how you view it. So it's about gradually exposing yourself in ways that can help build your tolerance up for any fear-inducing situation that you have. So one of the techniques that I really love in hypnotherapy is called perceptual positions, and it's basically where you almost move back a position further back from the situation that you find upsetting. And so you're almost looking at yourself doing something, and that helps you to desensitize to that phobia or all that fear. And it's a brilliant way of using the imagination to help yourself overcome your fears. Amazing, brilliant, gorgeous, wonderful. helping women just like you who are unhappy, perhaps even with your supposedly quote unquote good life. This is a mum and daughter duo, not pulling any punches, as we explore trauma recovery and ideas for building resilience. So you work smarter and definitely not harder to create a transformational life, a life you love more often than not.
How can I change my perspective on failure?
So for me, it's important to develop a new understanding of failure. You know, we learn how to respond to things, and it's about almost restarting again that level of understanding. So that instead of seeing it as something to be feared, which unfortunately a lot of society puts on us, it kind of makes us afraid to fail anything or for something not to go right. What's important to me is, or when I'm working with someone and I'm helping them to look at their perspective, is to consider it as a learning opportunity, just like how you learned to walk and you learned to talk. When you learned to walk, you didn't think about, oh, I've got to move this muscle and contract that one. You just knew you had something in mind, you had a goal in your head, and you just did it. You just went for it. Just like when I see my granddaughter, do you know what I mean, walking, it's almost like you can see her mind working things out. It's like, that's what I want to do. And I'm going, she gets, pulls herself up and she goes and does it. And no one turns around and says to her, well, you can't walk. What are you doing? Do you know what I mean? The amount of times I see her stumble and fall down, and she just gets back up and just carries on. And that's the kind of mindset that you need to rediscover in order to move past the fears that you're having and what's holding you back, in not just in one area of your life, but in all areas of your life. Just having that learning mindset that you had as a child, where you would just explore and just see what happens. So instead of seeing it as something to be feared, consider it as a learning opportunity and ask yourself what you can learn. Ask yourself, what can you learn from each failure and how you can apply these lessons to your life? And this shift, you know, this little shift in your perspective can help reduce the fear associated with failure, because that's what it is. It's that fear of failure can be moved slightly, and then you can look at it in a different way, in a more empowering, a more resourceful way.
What is the relationship between fear and personal freedom?
The more fears you have, the less freedom you truly enjoy. So it's almost like the difference between freedom and liberty. We're really lucky. I live in the UK, and we live in a society where we're at liberty to come and go as we please. As long as we don't break the law and, you know, have to go to prison, we can pretty much do whatever we want. But freedom is something that's inside you. It's something that's innate to you. So fears can limit what actions you take, what choices you make, and your overall ability to fulfill your life and engage in life, rather than just existing, actually thriving and enjoying life and having a good time. And to me, by working to overcome your fears, you can increase that freedom. You can reclaim what is yours. You can reclaim your life and move from just existing to thriving. So what's important is understanding that you do have freedom. You have the freedom to choose. What are you going to choose? What kind of life are you going to choose for yourself, now that you know that you have this inner ability to do these things. What are you going to do now? What are these decisions? What choices are you going to make having that knowledge now? Maybe you didn't even realize it before, you know, us speaking now. I want you to make a decision in this moment to just think about some of the things that may be holding you back and making that decision to maybe tackle one of them and just see what happens. See what happens when you explore new perspective, new horizons.
How can hypnotherapy help in overcoming fears?
Hypnotherapy is, to me, such a powerful tool I think it's one of the best tools ever for overcoming fears, because it works on accessing your unconscious mind, where many of your fears and phobias reside. That's where they are. They're not in your conscious mind. They're not in the bit that, you know, you access all the time. They're deep seated in your subconscious. And by looking into the subconscious mind and understanding that how we learn, we don't learn sequentially. We learn in intuitive leaps. And that's why it's important to work where the problem is, in the unconscious mind, helping to change, you know, our negative thought patterns. And the thing is, through hypnotherapy, you can learn to respond differently, just differently, and reduce the impact those fears have on your life. Hypnotherapy is also really good at uncovering the root causes of the fears. So, you know, allowing you to address them and heal them at their core. So by delving into your subconscious mind, hypnotherapy can help you identify the past traumas and experiences that may have contributed to your fears. So it may not just be one incident. It may have been a series of incidents that have contributed to your fears. And this deeper understanding can provide just such valuable insights and pave the way for healing and transformation. Also, hypnotherapy is really good at assisting with building confidence and self-esteem, you know, the self-compassion that you need, which is essential to overcome your fears. And by accessing the power of hypnotherapy, the power of just us having a conversation and the way that me as your hypnotherapist, the way that I suggest things to you, I can help you visualize yourself facing and conquering your fears, not only with ease, but in a way that means that you're successful. And this positive, it's like a positive reinforcement loop that gradually rewires your brain and reshapes your belief systems and empowers you to approach the things that have been holding you back. But not only that, other fear-inducing situations with a newfound sense of courage and resilience. And hypnotherapy also promotes relaxation and stress reduction, because fears, as you know, fears often triggered by that, in that flight or fight and response that we have to fear. That's what leads to the anxiety and, you know, the heightened tension. And through hypnotherapy, you learn deep relaxation techniques that you can learn, you know, to employ in your daily life, which help calm your nervous system and create a state of real serenity. And this relaxed state not only helps you to manage your fears, but it also allows you to approach life with a sense of balance, that, you know, that emotional balance that you have. And then it allows you to just have some more clarity over what's going on for you. So if I was to sum hypnotherapy up, I would say it's a holistic approach to overcoming your fears by addressing the underlying causes, building confidence, and promoting a relaxed state where you can embark on It is a truly transformational journey towards conquering your fears and living a life you love more often than not, by living a life of freedom and empowerment. Thank you for joining us here at ABGW Podcast. Amazing, brilliant, gorgeous, wonderful. We hope that you found these answers useful and feel inspired to go out there and get them. Now, the thing is, your presence and participation is truly valued. So stay tuned for more empowering content. And remember, your journey towards resilience and transformation is a masterpiece in the making. So I invite you to embrace every step with open arms and let your story shine through each actionable step, no matter how small. Now, the thing is, we love it if you could give us your feedback by leaving a comment on Facebook or Instagram, because your support means the world to us. Also, consider subscribing. Anyway, I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.